Good morning, everyone. Today is Yud Tammuz, June 18th. We are holding Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, Sif Hey. In the English edition, we are on page 290. Marty, what's the page there? 289. Thank you. 289. In the English edition, we're on page 289. And the topic of discussion this morning is that of the maror. Which of the herbs are permitted to be used for maror? So the Mechaber tells us, Yirokois shiyotzi bahem yidei chivasai. The vegetables that one can use to fulfill his obligation. The vegetables that one can use to fulfill his obligation are as follows. The chazeres, the ulshin, the tamcha, the charchavino, pirush mini asav marim, types of bitter herbs, of grass, and maror. Now, it's interesting to note, those who do have that English edition in front of you, you'll take a look on the English side there, there's no translation. Okay, so you want to know what these things are in English. Well, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, we are not sure today exactly what these items are. So that's what we're going to just keep that in mind as we learn through this sif over here. Before we see further in the Mechaber, let's see the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. In the bottom of the page, that's 33 in English. Eilu yirokas shiyotzi behem yidei chavasi. These are the vegetables one fulfills his obligation. Rotzo leimer, yidei, turn the page now, yidei mitzvah smarar. There's a mitzvah on the Seder night. We know on the Seder night we have a mitzvah of eating maror. And the kayim madich siv amatzah is umaroyrim yuchluhu to eat matzahs and maror together. Va'achshav she'en lo no Pesach. We don't have the Korban Pesach. We don't have the Korban Pesach today. There's no Korban Pesach. Therefore, the status of the eating of the maror is not deraisa, it's not biblical. It's lowered in the level, now it's only rabbinic in origin. The obligation to eat the maror, the Seder night, is only rabbinic, as opposed to being deraisa. Deraisa means from the Torah law, mina Torah, biblical. Eine element rabbanon. Kishem, now he tells it like this. There is a perik, the third chapter in Masechta Sukkah discusses Lulav HaGozel. Whoever would do something like this is beyond comprehension, but stealing a Lulav and selling it. Imagine that. Okay, well,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. For people who need
it. Why did I mention the Gemara in Sukkah? Because that tells us we cannot steal, use a mitzvah with a stolen item. Here we're discussing the same point. When it comes, now we'll see inside. So too, kishem she'ein yoytzin b'matzah gezula, u'kanal b'simen tofnun dalet, just like we cannot use a stolen matzah to fulfill the mitzvah, kach ein yoytzin b'mar gezula. We cannot fulfill the obligation of maror with maror, which was stolen. Therefore, v'al kein, yesh li zohir, we should be careful. Shelo ya'akor Yisrael b'atzmai ha'maror, mikarko shel nachri, Afshu noisin l'rishus. Therefore, the Jew should not uproot the maror from the ground, even if the non-Jew gives him permission. Why is this? Distam akum goizli arosaninhu, because the average goy might be stealing this vegetable, the ground. Valkarka ein shaykh yush. Yush means you can't give up hope. You literally yush means to give up hope. Here we're saying you can't give up hope on the ground. There's a whole concept when a person loses something. He's walking in the street, all good, second parak in Eilu Metzias, and you find a watch on the floor. Can you keep the watch or not? Do you assume, you look at it, there's no name on it, you're in Manhattan, in a busy street, just for an example, or wherever you are, it makes a difference where you might be. Can you keep that watch? You go to the park, play tennis. As you're about to leave, you count, you came with 12 balls. All of a sudden, you see, you have 12 balls, there's two on the side. Can you keep those balls? There's no name on it. Do you assume that the person gave miyaya, she gave up hope. Okay, so that's the discussion. So over here we're saying, taking that concept, here we're saying that Kainishan, just reading the one line back. Kainishan Lizar Shalom Yakur Yisrael Ba'atma, the Jew should not uproot the Mar himself. Mikarka Shal Nochri from the ground of the Goy. Afshu Naisin Lo Yerushus, even if the Goy gives him permission. The Stam Akum Goy is the Arasaninu, because the average Goy steals the land. Then Shaykh Yush, and then there's no giving up hope on the land. Okay, like Haman, as we'll see later on, Simon Tov Reish Mem Tes. Ela Yakur Ha'akum Ba'atma, let the non Jew uproot it. Let him pull it out from the ground. V'shayich oz alzeh shem yush. Then, once it's pulled out from the ground, the item itself, the original owner, kemiyayish, give up hope on that vegetable. V'achakach yikne ha'yisrael mimenu. Then the Jew can buy it from the non-Jew. V'havi alidei zeh yush v'shinu reshus. Now I have 2 points here. What are the 2 points? I have yush, the original owner, gives up hope from ever retrieving that item. And shinu reshus. Shinu reshus means it's changing ownership of the item. It was once in the possession of the original owner. And then now it was uprooted. Now it's in the possession of the non-Jew. And then you buy from the non-Jew. Now we're not advocating buying stolen items. What we're saying is to avoid buying an item which is stolen, because we don't want to perform the mitzvah with a stolen item. So the Jew himself should not go and uproot it and pick it up from the ground. It's not so applicable for us today, for the most part. The point here is that we don't want to fulfill this a mitzvah with a stolen item, and therefore let him do the uprooting. If we know for sure he stole, don't buy stolen items, right? But that's not the point. The point is we don't want to be stealing. Okay, now we discuss in Sifkat and Lamedalid. Pirush Mini Asavim Marim. What is Maror? Maror are different types of... Well, we'll see. The different types of bitter herbs, we'll say like that. Akulukoi. They're all different 5 species of mar are bitter. We don't know what mar is in our language. Okay? Therefore, lekach kosa v'derech klal. That's why we say v'derech klal al kulhu shehei mina marim. That we refer to them as all bitter herbs. In other words, my mother-in-law, when her parents of blessed memory are survivors, and she went to the store, and she was a child, and she asked the person for asparagus. Yeah. And he looked at her, and he told her, there's no such thing as asparagus. Asparagus maybe you want, right? So over the course of time, we lost throughout the Golus, the exiles that we were in, we lost the knowledge of what the morers are when it says these words, achar chavino. So you might Google it, but we won't know. Even Google doesn't know. So therefore, lekach kosab derech klal, akulu sheheim minim morim, that's what we're saying, that they're all bitter. Vekosvu achreinim, shetamcha huchrein, bilshoineinu. Tamcha is one of the 5, it's a third of the 5th morers mentioned. Tamcha is what we call chrein. Okay, the horseradish.
Yiddish.
Right. Now, v'al chazeres, kosav achot Yaakov, chen chachansi, shuma she'onu koirun, salatin. What's salatin?
Salad.
Salad, right? The lettuce. Okay, the lettuce is what they refer to, the salad. So, if you take a look, which is the best of the meaning to use? Which is the best of the species of Mara to use? The first one listed over here in the Mechaber, which comes from the Mishnah in Psachim, is Chazeres. So you see, it's not that Chrein, which many of us, myself included, have the custom to use, that very potent, powerful sinus helper of that Chrein, but it's the lettuce. The lettuce, even though it's not as bitter, that's the first one listed in the Mishnah, and that's the best one to use.
Also, it's not to shred the root.
Well, that's as well. We're going to see that right now. Now we're going to see the topic right now. Sif Kotten Lamed Hay. That's 35 in English. Morer, hu gam min yerek, is a type of vegetable, ma, which is bitter. Hayadua lehem b'shem morer. It's called morer, al shem shuhu, mar b'yoyser. Why is it called morer? Because it's very bitter. That's why it's called morer. Okay. Sif cotton lamed vav. Now, let's go back on top of the mechaber, and then we'll go see the Mishnah Berurah again. V'yoytzin ba'olin shalahen uvekilchon. One can fulfill his obligation of eating maror with the leaves as well as the stalks, the leaves and the kilchon are the stalks. Avaloy b'shoyrish, but now with the root. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, that horseradish, that's the root. So we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah, that's not the roots he's talking about. The roots we're going to see that you cannot use are the little roots at the end of it. Those like hairy tentacles, right, that sprout out. But the bigger root, which we all use, many of us, right, that we're going to see you can use. And I will tell you, I actually, someone gave me one, and we planted it last, 2 years ago, I think it was, and the leaves are, it's exactly what we're saying, the leaves are bitter. Because the root, it comes from the root itself, so what it comes from is bitter, so it's bitter as well. And you can fulfill your obligation with, it's not romaine lettuce, it's the leaf from the herb, from that root. However, in regards to the leaves, Ela Shiba Olin Ein Yoitzin, we do not fulfill Ela Imkein Heim Lachim, unless they are moist. Over Klochin, in regards to the stalks, Yoitzin Bein Lachim Bein Nevashim. You can fulfill your obligation whether it is moist or whether they are dry. Ava loik vushim, but enough if it's pickled, you cannot fulfill your obligation. Veloy shlukim, we'll see shlukim means is overcooked, too cooked too much. Veloy muvushalin, and also not regular cooked. Okay, let's stop there in the mechaber and go back to clarify in the Mishnah Berurah. You want to come closer?
Come closer, despite it.
Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Vav. Okay? Says like this. Avaloi b'shirish, we should not use the root. Pirush, shiroshim kitanim hamispatzlim lekan lekan b'tachtisoy abitzdodov. Okay? The Lamed Vav. You have it? Yeah. The little roots that are sprouting out in different directions. That we should not use. Avol shirish hagadol shaboy, but the large root, oymed hayerek, shaboy oymed hayerek, hu hakelach. And that's where the vegetable comes out from, that's the stalks, that we do use. So the little ones, the little tentacles like you mentioned, that we should not use, but the big root that we use. V'hinei, in our lands, this is the Chafetz Chaim talking now, we don't have these other species, other types of maror available. So therefore, which is the type of maror which we use? That's the tamcha, what we refer to as the chrein. He says, be careful. You know, if I use the word, don't be macho. Don't peel it and don't take a bite out of it directly. Why? Shekemat hu sakana ve'ein by mitzvah. It's dangerous and it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Shemachmas charifusoy hu mazik godo, because it's so sharp. It's very dangerous. Therefore, what should you do? Lachein tzorich lefaroroi aribaisen. You have to grate it. Ribeyes is a greater. Now he says as follows: Ulahamidoi kach megula v'oz mafig charifusoi, and you should leave it opened, so it takes out some of that strong, powerful, potent potency. Now this we'll see is a dispute, because now we're going to read from the Gra. The Vilna Gaon will say, "Don't leave it open because you want to keep it very strong."
Wait till you come home.
Oh, very good, excellent. You got it. V'hagro, hinig shaloi lefaro yisoy koydin biyosoy mi beis hakneses kedei shaloi yafik hatam. The Gro says, as was just mentioned, that you should not grate it before you go to shul and leave it open, because by the time you get home from shul, it won't be strong anymore.
So then the pickling that they're talking about must be with salt,
So what did the Gros say? He said, the oz any yoytzi boy, if you grade it beforehand, then he says you don't even fulfill your obligation because it's not that powerful moral taste. Elo yifarer or yisoy ach biyosoy. When you come home from shul, says the Gros, to grade it. And in number 49 of the Dirish, which we're not going to see now, there are those who say to grade it with a shinoi, shinoi meaning a little different way you used to do it during the whole year. There are those who say, no, you don't have to do it with a shinoi. Further in the Mishnah River, yechasenu ad hascholas haseder. After you grade it, when you come home from shul, so it's still powerful, then you should cover it up, yechasenu ad hascholas haseder, up until the beginning of the Seder. Ukishachal Pesach b'Shabbos. Okay, this was Mari's question. What happens when Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Yefar oisoi mibo'idyoi. Mibo'idyoi means before Shabbos. Grate it before Shabbos. V'yenich b'kli. And then put it into a container. V'yechasenu ad haschos ha-seder. And then keep it covered up until the Seder. V'oz yefazer oisoi al-ka'aro v'al-ideize yafik ha-charifusoi. Then we put it on the kara, on the Seder plate, and when we prepare the Seder plate, and then the mere fact that it's in the air, it loses some of its potency.
Well, do you have to eat the most potent?
No, so you don't have to eat the most potent, but that's a whole dispute here, whether or not it has to, we'll see more of that as we continue here, whether, should it taste bitter or not? So we're saying here, the Vilna Gaon, the Gros, is saying, it, if it doesn't taste anything like a bitter murr, then he says you don't fulfill your obligation.
Right.
So there should be some bitterness to it.
Bitterness.
Yes.
So it does not have to be severe bitterness.
Right, it doesn't have to be severe, according to some opinions. The Vilna Gaon says it should, if it's too severe, a person's, you know, going to really hurt himself. You saw it's not a mitzvah.
Right.
That's not a mitzvah. Even if it's graded already. A person has to know himself. So he says, "V'oz yifaz is spread it out in the kara on the Seder plate, and then v'oz yimayich oisoi v'shar shiyeh kazayis v'yochel ocheloi b'toiv. Then you make sure that when you come to eat this chrein, this maror, that you make sure you have your kazayis. And as we'll see later on, if a person does not eat a kazayis, besides not fulfilling the mitzvah, he's making a brachal of atola, as we'll see in the Mishnah points this out, very important in Sifkat Mem Aleph. Okay. Let's see further in the Mishnah Brura. We said in Zivkad Lam Zayin Elaim Kein Heim Lachim, if they are moist in regards to the leaves, that Elishibalin Ein Yoytzin Elaim Kein Lachim, the leaves we do not fulfill the obligation of eating them of the maror unless they are moist. What does that mean? The Yaveshim Ein Behem Tam Maror V'Harei Heim Ka'afer Balma. The dry leaves of the maror don't have any taste. It's like eating the dirt. And then he says we don't fulfill the obligation. So we see it has to be that more taste, a little, right? It has to have a more taste. Mashen came bekelach by the stalk, dimitoich shuhu of by the stalk because it's thick. Afshu yovesh enimas taimo. Even though it's dry, it does not lose its taste. So even though the stalk dried up a little, you can still fulfill your obligation of more with it. V'ol in kemushin. The leaves that withered out, there's a machlokes whether or not you can fulfill your obligation with them or not. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says in the next column, Sifkat Lamaches, he says like this, Avoloi kivushin, you should not soak it. Hainu, im shoro oison b'mayim eisleis, if you soak it for 24 hours. Soaking means here you soaked it for 24 hours. Okay, ready for this now? Some say it's only if you soak it in vinegar. Okay, sound familiar, right? Very good. Don't ideally. The word lechatchila means ideally. Don't soak the chrein in water for 24 hours. Obidyevid, ex post facto, if it was done. Yesh lismoich lahakil, we can rely to be lenient, kishein aloy acherim, if you don't have any other maror to use. Mishum de bechrein, harechazin and shadain, yesh boi ta maror. Because by the chrein, it still has a taste of maror. It's still powerful. Even if you soak it, it still has a maror taste. Once again, he keeps emphasizing this point that the maror should have a maror taste.
But this rules out all of the
ones that we normally have with our gefilte fish on the Shabbos. That's not why we should not be using those, because it has the vinegar or the other items as well. The beets, that's right. Even though they say triple strong, you know, and there's a fire coming out of there, but we should not be using that. And as we'll see, because first of all, it's brought down here that the other items in it will take away, detract from the maror taste. So it's not actually maror that you're eating. It's other things, beets or whatever might be the, you know, vinegar, artificial flavorings and stuff, right? He says further, V'nearly the ba'olin ein lahokil. By the leaves we should not be lenient. The asher de bahu yoytze tam maror aladei kevisha mi'eis la'eis b'mayim. It could be that you can fulfill your obligation even if they were soaked for 24 hours in the water. V'da, the yoytzen ba'olin af l'chatchila, you can fulfill your obligation of maror even l'chatchila, ideally with the leaves. The Mishnah says, I've seen weak people forcing themselves to fulfill their obligation of the maror, the mitzvah of the maror, with the kolchin, which are the stalks of this food, the root. He says, I don't understand. Why, just take the leaves. Why are you forcing yourself to eat from this root, the stalk? Take from the leaf. He says, maybe because it's not accessible, they only have dried out or withered leaves. That's why they don't take the leaves. But if it's moist, then take the leaf. Why are you taking from the stalk?
But,
what does shlukin mean? Shlukin means mevushal harbe. It's cooked a lot, right? So you shouldn't cook it a lot. Mevushal kederach bishul, or it's cooked the way you're cooking it. Ukulub neish ein behem tamor al deze. The same point I think we mentioned 3-4 times that we cannot have. It's if you cook it up, you won't have the taste of mor. We want to have the taste of mor when we're having the mor.
So it should be raw.
It should be raw. Correct. Sifkad mem, the kulon, all of these different types of possibilities of using, which is listed in the Mishnah, the Mechaber mentions here. Ratzulayim, kol chamisha minu hanal, all these different types of species. V'loy amrinan keva, and the chol yerek yeshboi bevadei ta mar b'fnei atzmoi lem starfi, the time of the chad mevatel b'chavrei, kamash v'loyan keva, and the al kolponim yesh l'kulam ta meriris mistarfin. He says like this, that the bottom line is we are able to combine the different species of maror, because since they all have a merirus, a bitterness to them, so I'm eating something of maror. These five, whether it's the leaf, or whether it's the tamcha, the chrein, or with other possibilities of what the maror might be, if I eat them and I want to make sure I have my kezias, I can put them together and eat them together to fulfill my kezias obligation. We will stop here for today, and tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, continue with the maror topic. Thank you.